entire life.
Jeez.
And they're not that bad.
I lived in Alaska for a while on one of the islands off the Aleutian Chain, and it was pretty regular occurrence that we would get earthquakes, so I was pretty used to that.
We get tornadoes through here, and it's like, eh, tornado.
Yeah. Once again, unless you're a trailer.
Yeah.
Apparently there's some deity still out there that has it in for people that live in trailers. And
actually, what it is... Never mind. Is that...
Don't they come equipped with tornado magnets?
Yes.
Isn't that the way it works? I mean, that's how they make their money, isn't it?
Planned obsolescence.
Mm.
The worst hurricane I ever went through was Katrina. That was pretty bad.
By all accounts, that was a pretty bad one.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to argue that one.
That one sucked.
A small bit of weather right here.
Yeah.
A few problems.
Hurricane Katrina sucked, I think. Might be the most understated statement.
Yeah. I had to rebuild. We have an extended family in that region, and we had to rebuild like 20 houses for our family because pretty much everybody's house was just gone.
Well, there's your problem, Nick. Don't you know that you're supposed to move far enough away from your family that, you know, you have to fly to them? That's the thing, so that you don't have to see them that often.
That's the
obligation to them, really.
That's what I've done. Is after Katrina, I went, well, now that I've helped everyone put their lives back together, I'm gonna go away now. I'll see you guys.
Wow.
So, but anyways,
Welcome back. Everybody's in Map Tools. It looks like.
Maybe only got about 2 inches on the ground now, and it's not too bad.
We had a couple of days where everything's been thawing, but it's supposed to freeze again tonight and snow by Tuesday several more inches. So, yeah, there's still snow out here.
Oh, wow. It is so cold outside. It's about 50 degrees.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. I'm going to have to break out my jacket.
Keep it up. There's a tornado with your name on it. It's out there waiting.
No, we haven't gotten a hurricane here in 4 or 5 years. So
don't worry. I'm certain they will name the tornado after you or the hurricane.
All right. So
get you.
If you guys haven't looked at the Obsidian Portal site for the game lately, I've started a loot list.
You
found.
Let's check that out.
Yeah,
not everything's up there. I haven't put the plate armor up there yet.
Oh, okay.
Can you throw up the link again? Because I don't seem to have bookmarked it.
Oh, sure.
Alternatively, I could look at one of your various other campaigns I actually haven't bookmarked.
Yep, that's exactly what I was doing.
Press the button which says campaigns of GM.
I love the internet.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are free to add to the loot list. Just some things that I had at my mind at the time.
Yep.
I'm certain we found a +6 sword of slaying. Just add that to the list.
This is the sinister secret of Salt Marsh, isn't it? Now I'm looking at that TSSSM, yeah. I'm pretty sure I've got this module on a shelf somewhere, but I haven't looked at it in 15 years, so.
Mm-hmm. It's all
new to me.
Anyone of that age that started gaming or was interested in gaming back during first edition.
Hey, Trevor. I'll give him a minute to collect himself.
Oh, he's actually on?
Yep.
We started playing, like, Salt Marsh sounds familiar. Why is that? Then we, like, picked up books that had Nistel and Bigby or something on them. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait a second. It's all coming.
Yeah. Yes, until Bert gets to play the Dragon Age video game, this is pretty much going to be a generic fantasy world until I learn more about it.
Oh, yeah. I've been meaning to give you some tidbits. I keep forgetting.
Yeah, I found the collector's edition on Amazon. It's just whether or not I'm willing to either slap in a new hard drive and dual boot on my system or put together another PC just for it.
It's a good game.
Yeah, it looks good.
About 60 hours.
The wife complains that it's only a single player, though.
Yeah, that is unfortunate.
I can't think of any multiplayer RPGs without being an MMO.
Yeah.
Was Neverwinter Nights multiplayer?
Neverwinter Nights was.
You could run a GM thing
through. Oh, yeah.
You design your own campaign, and then
Diablo you could play four people NPCs with.
Hey,
I don't really count Diablo as a RPG.
You know, the one I always wish they made into an MMORPG was Morrowind. That was one of my favorite RPGs ever. That was a lot of fun.
I couldn't get into it. I didn't like the first person perspective on it.
You should play Oblivion. Morrowind's.
Yes, I never did get Oblivion. At the time, it was way beyond what my computer could handle. Yeah. Not anymore.
Or Fallout 3.
I was playing New Vegas until Cataclysm came out.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, Fallout what?
we're trying to decide if we're going to upgrade or not.
I recommend it. It's fun.
Yeah. See, I haven't gotten Wrath of the Lich King yet. She's been on that for a while. But see, I'm playing WoW on a Linux box. I'm afraid if I upgrade, it will break it, and I won't be able to play it at all.
That's possible. All
right. Nope. Mm-hmm. So, we were just... Oh, everybody can add 4 gold and 40 silver. Was what we kept after the thieves came, and
it was an honest fee assessed by a very honest council. Yes.
They took our life. We risked our lives for this.
We still got more money than this town has ever seen.
And they're risking a paper cut. Several.
I don't know if I'm getting
carpal tunnel syndrome from all that writing.
Yeah,
I don't know that I had satisfactorily described that, but this is a good amount of wealth. But until now, perhaps, you have been staying in basically the cheaper part of town. The town has quite a bit of wealth in it. You just haven't really gone to those areas yet.
I'll fix that.
Actually, a heavy plate mail is a gold and a half.
Yep.
So... Yeah, we got a lot of money. And then we need to sell all the crap that we have and all the rest of that and reveal the heads to the council so we can go...
This is what happens when you don't pay us.
Well...
Oh, no, sorry. This is what you need to pay us for. Yes.
No, this is so we can get the boat so we can go and kill the other guys.
Oh, that's right.
On the boat. They have a boat. I want a boat.
Snake Eyes.
Yep. I want his boat.
So if I remember right from last time we played, the money that you're just doling out there, Nick, is basically the hard cash that you found. Yep. You've got a bag of various gemstones that you're having appraised, and of course they're looking at the potentially magical items that you have as well. Yep. You had a few that you kept back that I don't believe you turned in, like the ring, the earring, for instance, which you already have an idea of what it does.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And then there was a couple of magical rings, one with a black stone and one with a blue stone, that I think each of you magic-y types are wearing now.
Right.
Yeah, I kept the gold one, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Did you or me?
You kept the one which belonged to the pirate king that we killed.
Yeah, you kept the Ring of Entropy, even though you're not going to be an Entropy Mage.
That wasn't a Ring of Entropy.
It was a stone of entropy?
Yeah, there's a smooth, smooth pale gold stone that seems to keep returning to Jazrin there. Now, yeah, I do believe you tried to leave it with them to see what would happen.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Did you have the gold? Did you have the gold or the silver ring then, Oswald? I've got gold. I've got the gold one written on my sheet.
No, you're right. I've got silver ring.
Mm-hmm. So So the question is, that you kept those back, so those never got checked out.
No, I wanted to hand mine in to find out what it did.
You did. Okay, no, that's fine.
What school it is, but that's all.
I'll turn in the golden ring too.
Mm-hmm.
I was keeping like the. We didn't detect anything magical about the golden skull, rose, and apple, right?
No, other than they were essentially gold.
I'm figuring they probably got transmuted through alchemy. I want to get the golden skull affixed to the top of my staff.
God, man. Can you imagine how heavy that staff will be now?
Actually,
it's just good for wonking people on the head. That's what I say.
Actually, for those few things, the human skull, the apple, the rose, and the five small discs that were apparently all made of gold, they would have pretty easily been able to tell you their value. The skull is worth 750 silver. It's basically a solid gold skull. The apple is worth 150 silver. The rose, 150. And the five small discs together, about 50 silver. And of course, you'll be levied your tax on those. But if you want to keep them, that's fine. Or they can just give you the equivalent value minus your 10%.
I'd like to keep the skull. I don't care what happens with the apple and rose. And
that's seven gold coins.
Or we can sell it, and I can just get a regular skull.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
For you. Yes.
You know what? That's fair. I'll buy that.
All right, so that is a basically 1,500 plus 50. So without we have 1,000 more silver. Cool.
Is that including taxes?
Yeah, that's after taxes. If we sell, can we just sell everything and get?
What do you mean by everything? You're having a few things checked for magic or for enchanting.
We had 8 long swords, 8 crossbows with quarrels, barrels of oil.
I think Dinesh or Duresh wants a crossbow.
Actually, you're told on those that you're probably going to get a better deal if you try to just sell them in auction, because you're not going to get a very good value. Just for a straight up, because one, they're used. The
what
barrels
are you talking about? As used by the fearless pirate king's crew. I've forgotten his name now. But
only used once, then dropped.
they probably stabbed a lot of people, so we'll take use.
We know they work.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll sell all this crap at auction along with the barrels of oil. Oh, the barrels of oil had a trader's mark on them, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Oh, crap. We're going to...
But they sold the oil to the people, and they were smuggling it out of the town.
That's a very good point. So,
yeah, no one's crying foul on that at all. I mean, that's fine.
Try and sell it back to him if he wanted it.
You'll just get assessed the tax on it, but no one's saying that, oh, that's my merchandise. No, it was apparently bought from someone, just, you know, fairly.
I'm thinking about just doing a revolution in this town, just because how much I hate these guys with the taxes. All right. And then there's going to be a town meeting. So.
Yes, tonight, and they'll get back to you. The gym person is going to take some time looking through it, but they'll get back to you on an offer for the gemstones, or at least tell you what they're worth if you want to.
Yeah, I'm going to sell them to Amgris just because she seems to be good people. probably at a discount.
Because you have her name.
Exactly, okay. Really.
So, how much do we have from the alchemical items? 1,000 gold?
Well, I don't know if we've done anything with that yet.
Okay.
No, we'll for all the rest of the items, I'll give you all, you know, what we earn from them.
We might, I mean, we got a lot of books there on alchemical stuff, which we haven't really had a chance to read through.
Yeah.
We want to make certain that it doesn't say, "Oh, don't pick up the stone because it will try and burrow into your heart," unless you have the 3 golden items, because then we might want to keep them.
Yeah. The books they weren't even going to try and assess a value on, since they're so very specialized. It's stuff that, you know, they don't have any specialists here for that sort of thing.
You might get money from them at the tower or something.
Yeah, you very well might.
Prestige, at least.
The tower is quite a long way away, though.
Oh, we're going to visit eventually, you know.
I don't really want to.
We can start our own library.
We've got 2 mages here, and at some point we're probably going to need to go to the tower.
Yeah, but it's full of mages.
Yeah, well, you can stay outside.
It's a big...
It's got the only indoor plumbing around and soft toilet paper.
Yeah, speaking of magic stuff, I wanted to start perusing through these spell books too.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, Oswick does too.
Yeah,
cool.
We got a few of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And while they do that, I'll go to the auction house and try to hawk all this stuff and take a percentage as the auctioneer.
You're not the auctioneer. That would be the auctioneer's job. You're really the guy carrying these stuff.
Oh, I'll take a percentage.
I suspect that part of what we're paying our percentage for already. For their charges, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, at the auction house, the first thing you find out is they actually assess a much smaller charge for their auctioning off of your goods. They only charge a 5% fee, whatever your auction sales for. And glad to put it in. Do you want to put it in as a single lot, or do you want to bust them up between your trade goods and your weaponry here?
Bust them up, trade goods, weaponry, better deal. Yeah.
What do you want to ask for a minimum there?
For the crossbows, those are worth. Let me pull up what those are worth. I'll sell them for. I'll set a minimum of 50% of their value.
Mm-hmm.
For the weaponry, and then I'll set a minimum of 25% of value for the trade goods.
All right. He drafts out a ticket for you, and as you make your mark here for me.
I make a mark.
Yep. And he tears it off and hands it to you and says, it'll be auctioned off sometime today. Check back with me in the morning. I'll give you your cut.
God, that
providing it sells, of course. You don't get too much call for armaments like this. What'd you do? Raid a small army?
Yes. And they lost. I'm gonna buy 2 light shields, which are 15 silver each.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be it for mine.
All right. You guys have several hours before the town hearing is going to be called tonight. On the information that you brought in, is there anything people wanted to do beforehand? I know, Jazz, you said you want to take a look at some of the spell tomes and scrolls.
Yep, I'm lounging back with a bottle of wine and books and just light bed reading.
Wine near the books? That's how they get those ring marks on them.
Yeah, style.
The pages go all red.
I'm keeping the bottle right over here. I have never spilled a bottle of wine. Ever, really. I value wine that much, but much less on a book.
Okay.
Other drinks, maybe, just not wine in particular yet.
Okay.
All right, give me just a second here, and I will need to make me a macro real quick. Give me a second.
Also, Duresh, you don't want to use a crossbow nor longbow, because those both have minimum strength values to them.
Okay.
You want to stick with the short bow until you get a strength of one.
Okay.
Because that would suck. And also, I hand you a short shield for the... I'm smart. A small shield for Darash and for Jazz. When you're using the Arcane Lance, this wide, this is, you know, when you're using your one fist for the wand, you put the shield on this fist and you block with it like this, it will improve your livability.
He's got his staff, though.
Well, he's got a quarter staff.
Which requires two hands, so every time he wants to swap, he has to drop everything.
Well, but it's a quick, it's a simple action to drop, you know, to switch out, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, that's one of the nicer things I like about this. I mean, anyone can use a shield.
That's still like throwing me.
So if both of y'all, this is for if Darash goes into close combat, he can put a shield and then increase his defense by one. If Jazz, if you're in long range combat, you can add a shield and increase your defense by one. And
yeah, that's that snazzy warrior training you got there, isn't it?
Yeah, that is.
Oh, basically, you just hunker down behind it and start yelling out not in the face, and, you know, gives you that little bonus.
Yes.
So, Jazz, looking through the spell books and scrolls, what you have here, you have a glyph of paralysis. You have daze. And rock armor.
Already know that.
Spell shield. Mind blast. And heroic offense. What you can do with these is...
Can you read that off to me one more time? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Heroic offense.
All of them. Glyph of paralysis.
Heroic offense, that was the last one. Spell shield, mind blast. Daze. Glyph of paralysis, did you grab that one?
Yep.
Okay.
I think it's that rock armor.
Yeah. Spell shield. I don't know if I said that one or not. Okay, so the way these can work are you can use them off the page, and what happens is it's basically a single-use spell that way. Or when you level and you're able to pull or learn more spells, you're able to essentially learn them from the book and instead of having to find someone to teach them to you. You've got them there to learn them and know the spell permanently.
Hmm. Are we really doing it that way? Do the other classes have to go somewhere to learn their skills as well?
Well, for spells, you do have to find someone to instruct you on how to do it. Hmm. Or at least take the time out to experiment yourself and figure it out. This just saves you the time.
But, you know, none of those spells are ones I want.
But if you do use it as a single shot item, doesn't take any magic points.
Ah, well, there's that.
And you also have an interesting book on mesmerism. And
was
a
that
book
both
of
the spell books?
Yes, those are the spells that were available in the spell books. And you've also got a book of illustrated erotic poetry.
No, he doesn't.
I didn't believe Oswin had shared
that
one.
That's it. It's a little light reading for Oswin there.
You're looking at the shield.
I do the classic thing, and
you've got a couple of other books too. You've got the one on alchemy, alchemical processes, which might be worth something to someone who does that sort of thing.
Well, I was going through the books as well.
Yeah, I figured.
Yes. Yeah. And yeah, I wanted to check those to make sure that he wasn't going to be eaten by the entropy stone or whatever. See if I could work out what's going on.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, as you're sitting down to study and go down to readjust yourself in the chair, you sit down and noticed you've got something in one of your back pockets.
Who, me or?
You, yes.
Oh, God, I think I know what that is.
Your pale gold.
Pull it out.
Your pale gold stone has re-shown up here.
All right, we might be going to the tower sooner than we thought. Getting ridiculous.
Pet rock.
I'm actually going to take like some pen and ink and draw like a smiley face on it. just to make sure I'm getting the same rock back all the time.
Oh, yeah. Good thought.
And then I'm stashing it at the bottom of my backpack again. And now the waiting game. Hey, looking at the shield information here, is there anything that's keeping us from using like medium or heavy shields? Because I don't see any like strength requirement or anything on them.
You have to have trained. Yeah, you have to have. It's shield and weapon training, and you have to have. You have to be a warrior to
okay,
have that.
Okay, okay, that's what I was looking for: shield and weapon training.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. It's it's called weapon and shield style is. And it's on page 38.
I think you have to be exclusively a warrior. As you level, you do get to choose skills outside of your...
Yeah, but that's available only to warrior.
That's
one of the...
Ones. Yeah.
Yes, the class requirement. Yeah.
Like, I can't learn creation magic. I think that's bogus, man.
You can learn any magic.
No.
Well, you're a stereotype. Don't you need that? Like it.
Don't you need the weapon and shield style for any kind of shield?
No, light shields don't require it.
Is that in the light shield description? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, I somehow missed that. All right, cool. Not that I'm arguing. I'm just curious.
No, yeah, no problem. And so that's why you should always just have at least a light shield. And
yeah, I.
It's actually worth you trading down in weapon. From a quarterstaff to a club, actually.
Yeah, the benefit being that I could use the staff to channel my arcane last.
He doesn't need to swap out when he's doing things. I, on the other hand, do.
Oh.
Unless I tie my wand, which I thought about doing to my sword once I become an arcane warrior.
That would make you the gayest arcane warrior in the world.
No, wasn't I know this one guy?
The second gaze. You don't
want
that.
That's maybe.
I might want a Mabari Warhound. Okay, so also...
Oh, no, here it goes. Here's the actual rule on it. You can use any shield you want, including medium and large, but without the proper training, you could never get more than a +1 bonus for it because you just don't know how to use it well enough.
Oh, okay.
So you can pick up any shield you want. You just...
Okay, so it's kind of it's a backdoor... rule there.
Mm-hmm.
Not to go with the gayest arcane warrior again. All right. I get you.
And we should probably think about buying riding courses or something like that one of these
days.
That's
not a bad idea.
If we do. Because those are... I wish I kept Elmeister. Oh, well. Elmeister number 2 is coming up the road.
What are you talking about? Didn't we keep horses to get here?
No, I thought we walked. Bert, did we walk or ride horses?
No one bothered to say that they didn't keep their horse, so I assume you rode here.
Oh, I assume we walked. Never mind, we do have riding horses.
Excellent.
Elmeister, you're still here.
He's died of starvation since you forgot he was
at the bar. Oh, you died in a day, Elmeister. You sissy horse.
I should probably name my horse at some point.
Ooh, we should also be probably taking money out for the horses, because those are 10 copper pieces per day. Oh, God. Anyways.
Oh, you'll just be presented with a bill from the inn when you leave. You know, they've been having grooms taking care of them, feeding, etc.
A dog wouldn't be a bad idea, though. Anyways, whatever. This is besides the point.
Pack of dogs. Pack of wild dogs. Even better.
Yeah, I could. Okay. I wouldn't have to go into combat anymore.
Here, you put the pork chop suit on today.
All right. So we sold that. We're getting that checked out. We're gonna. And when is the sheriff due back in?
It's not got a specific date. Just out of town for at least a month is what the guy in charge had told you.
Okay, so
it's actually overdue now.
Oh, so we probably. But he's going to be. Well, he's probably dead by now.
The fear in the eyes of the guy that's left in charge when you say that is just.
appalling. Well, this should be fun. Sheriff, investigate why he is missing Star. Okay, so anybody else want to do anything? No, I'm
already engrossed in my books over here.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much time I got to kill yet.
All right, well, please don't kill anyone else. We want to take people alive.
I wasn't planning on going out and killing people. Unless they're like, you know, being evil, I guess.
Or you're needing practice, you know, whichever.
No.
Sheriff is missing. The daughter is very ugly out there, so that concerns me. All right, so I say fast forward to the meeting.
Oh, really good. So that evening, basically not too long after sundown, they called a meeting in the courthouse, and you were all invited to attend. It's not open to the public as a whole, but shopkeepers and anyone on the town council as well are there. It's a pretty good turnout. There's a lot of preliminary rulings on things, lots of disputes between merchants. A couple of them are complaining about new stores on the block that are undercutting and selling gear for much lower than it would cost and running the other guy out of business and bringing it in front of the court asking, well, you know, shouldn't we have price control so these things wouldn't happen?
Can we call ourselves communists?
There's a couple of interesting cases where some young not-so-maidens are accusing certain other town folks of being the father of their children and are asking for restitution for...
I wake up for this part.
Money now. For child-rearing.
Huh? What?
Can we fast forward to the Jerry Springer episode?
Yes, hilarity ensues there for a while as apparently one shop owner is accused by four different women of being the father of their children.
Damn.
Does he happen to deliver the milk?
Fun.
Yes, there you go. The last thing on the docket is they have to vote as a council as to what they will offer up as contracts for things that need to be done for the city that since they have no real standing military, they have officers, you know, to keep the general peace, but nothing outside of that. So things like what you've just recently done, clearing out their supposedly haunted mansion, etc., they offer up these contracts for people to do for them. It's mercenaries for the most part. A couple of small ones, apparently one of the Widow Thompson has a rat problem in her basement, and
No. She needs to die in her house. Needs burned.
No more quests.
Not fighting giant rats at first level.
She actually puts up the payment for anyone that's willing to accept that contract, and they sign one out for her, and she hands over the money to give to whoever accepts that one. The next one they have up is yours. And they do ask, since you are there in the council, they do ask you all to stand, and you're given a formal thank you from the town of Salt Marsh and its council and residents for ending a public nuisance in the old manor house. You get golf claps from...
Yes, quite the nuisance.
Yes, there was...
almost a kerfuffle.
Not quite a humgrum. Is it now our time to speak?
Oh, no, not yet. They just want to do it. They acknowledge you. Then, you know, you get the hand signal to sit down.
I'm sorry.
as you draw in a breath to say words, like, down. What did you guys decide on as a, for the signing of the charter as a name for your organization?
Steel and Spell with an extra E. Or was it Spell and Steel?
I think it was Spell and Steel Adventuring Company.
Oh, okay. Well, the company of Spell and Steel here brought some unfortunate news from the quieting of the old manor. Apparently, we have a band of smugglers working out of the old manor. Quite likely, they have compatriots that are working offshore in a larger ship, smuggling goods out of the town, of course. By doing so, they're causing us to lose some profits in this town. And there's some mumbling in the crowd. It's like, all right.
I'm going to
build that new road. So it's proposed that we put up this charter here to, finish the job, as it were, and put an end to this smuggling operation.
I look around to see who is silently slipping out. Do you go and alert the pilots?
Oh, yeah. That's a good thought. Go ahead and give me a perception seeing roll there. Paying attention to the crowd, seeing what's going on.
Perhaps I should have told somebody who's not wearing thick Coke bottle glasses.
Oh, nice. Actually, yes. When... the council starts ruling on making up a charter for this this endeavor. There are a couple of men that slide out the back during this time.
Get him! I shout, pointing at the door.
Everybody
just run off to alert the pirates. Stop them!
The two guys at the door kind of look around quizzically, and people in the crowd start kind of murmuring, and one of the guys that you saw at the tavern, who was kind of taking money for his tall tales, kind of points at the door and starts yelling, "Smugglers!" The guys at the doors look very frightened now and start running for it. Okay, congratulations. You've cleared out about half the courthouse.
Good.
They take off after the smugglers. The town council, in their seats at the front, look kind of dazed at what's going on. The moderator starts smacking his gavel down and yelling for order. People who...
I sit back down.
I momentarily think for a moment to blast them with my wand. I'm like, no. I see that look that Ben gets to give me. I'm like, no. I'm sure the half the courtroom will get them. The mob.
What's another body to the kill count so far?
Once the court settles down, the moderator says, "All right, so we're going to rule on making up a charter for this particular venture." And he looks over to you. You have some words to say there, son?
Actually, I have some evidence that I would like to bring forward to hopefully get some aid on this charter, because this is a rather large seagoing vessel, and we are aware that the pirates have darkspawn. I say darkspawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Collaborators. They are at league with the evil darkspawn. And then I motion to Jazz to take out the heads.
Oh, I take out the suspiciously stained burlap sack I've had next to me. And kind of dump them unceremoniously on the floor in front of the council.
Okay, so you clear another half of the room.
Sweet.
As people start running out, you know, screaming hysterically, Darkspawn!
So, what we really want is more money and also a boat.
Well, the moderator looks around and says, so, do we ratify this contract? Hands go up. It's like, okay, so we have a contract here for this, and at that moment, the door bursts open. A very large, burly man. His shoulders are almost as wide as the span of the double doors that he kicks over. Throws the two men that had ran from the courthouse on the ground. They've been hog-tied and apparently in the last 15 minutes, tarred and feathered.
Oh, that hurts.
He throws
so
them
wow,
on the ground.
Quick. They had that tar boiling and ready to go just in case.
He puts his heel on one of them's head and he slaps his fist on his chest and says, I, Jarl Bjornsson, demand the contract.
And whoa.
There's a hush over
you've
the...
You've already done the work.
Yeah.
Contract.
Yeah. It's our contract there.
You Bubba. Did it for the goodness of the town. Well done.
Yes, we appreciate it.
Who are you to lead such an expedition?
The people who killed those two. I pick up one of the darkspawn head and throw it at them.
He casually picks it up. Actually, hold on a second. Let's see how casual he is about this. Doesn't blanch in the least bit. Looks at it and says, a fine stuffing job that you did to... What sort of animal was this?
He
tosses it back to you.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Well, see, that was what we like to call a gin lot. They typically... They're the shorter kind, and then they like with the ripping of the face off and the raping of the women.
Ha! Your doublespeak, my miniature friend, is not good enough to warrant this. I, Bjornsson, should have this contract.
Oop, did we just lose? All right.
What contract?
Look, man.
So while you guys are talking, the guys at the bench are kind of looking back and forth between you two.
I draw out another one, and then I look at, then I draw out my sword and I show him the little section where I hacked it off, and I'm trying to use intimidation to get him to back down.
Ooh, okay, yeah, sure. Give me an intimidation roll, and he will attempt to resist you with his willpower and self-discipline. Bam.
I flex as I do this.
Wow.
Okay. He looks a bit startled as you produce more heads and have drawn your sword.
Yes. And, see the marks on the sword where this guy's neck niched my sword? This is a steel sword, man.
So okay. So he backs down from you a bit and looks slightly. Deflated now, but he does look over to the leader of the council and in a more moderate voice says, what say you? I've done a lot for this town before. Are you going to give these new upstarts this contract?
And I should point out that there's four new, I say air quotes, new upstarts versus one guy.
I, Jarl Bjornsson, have many more men. They're currently getting drunk, but I am here to represent them.
Too yeah. Drunk to even show up. We showed up to the meeting.
We showed up with heads.
Yes.
Heads that we beheaded.
Right.
We have a proven track record with Darkspawn.
The moderator kind of gets a sly smile on his face and says, Jarl, Remember a couple of things back, that thing you did for us when you cleared out Widow Thompson's barn from those large ants. And you remember how you set fire to the barn and claimed it was the only way to finish your contract and burn down that side of town?
Yeah. I've been looking into a mirror.
Yeah. I think I'm going to give these new upstarts, as you call them, a shot. And he slaps his gavel down and says, it looks over to one of the other men on the council and hands the contract over, and it gets passed down to you. Jarl kind of looks at the four of you and spits on the ground and grinds his foot into the guy's head, who he's still resting his feet on, and storms out.
That's not right. All right. Now, does this contract specify we get a boat and people?
Well, take a look at the contract.
I give the contract to the guy with
you
the
can't help but notice that the contract is essentially a form. They've just filled in, like, move smugglers from the confines of the Salt Marsh area. Council elects to pay the sum of 500 silver pieces.
This is the worst. The
adventuring company, sign here. Which will include a tax of 10% on all found goods.
Oh, the tax is movable.
No, it makes no provision for a boat or anything else, though.
Oh, we're going to have to hire a boat and guys?
Oh, no. Wherever will we find the money for that?
Does anyone have not just cunning, but say, let's see here, cunning... I'll take either cunning research, cunning evaluation.
Nobody starts with any of those skills.
Mm-hmm. No,
we've all just got.
Oh, fair enough. Just everybody give me a straight cunning roll, if you will.
I let the cook bottle glasses guy do it first.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That
might not be the best.
The no. Tattooed savage, apparently.
I can read, all right. Barely.
Darash actually did really well there.
Yeah, I did.
This is the best contract ever. We should be signing it with our names immediately.
The fancy calligraphy has just caught your attention too much to read the content. Darash there, you noticed something interesting, though. According to some of the fine print on the page, if you actually assault a vessel that's not harbored in Salt Marsh, it's really not Salt Marsh anymore.
Ooh.
So you think you might have found a loophole of the contract here, as it were.
Okay. I tell it to Azrin and Jazz. And Vinegar, so.
What, really?
Yeah. He's too nice.
No, it's like you're telling me the loophole.
Yeah.
How did you know that?
It's like right a landlord.
What? Where did you learn to read contracts like that?
He started off as a lawyer and kind of side shifted to profession of thief. You know, it was really just a lateral shift.
Yeah. Sideways progression. Huh. I'll be darned.
Like from wizard to accountant.
Aswan, how did you pick that up?
Look up from the book, which says it's magic on the outside. Huh? Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
That means if we assault this ship outside of Salt Marsh waters, it's not in Salt Marsh's jurisdiction. Ipso facto,
it's
no
ours.
Tax. Yeah. Well, well. Welly, well, well.
So we're no longer in the legal jurisdiction that
Although
gave
I think
us
that probably,
the right to
That probably do technically this. Makes us pirates. Too.
Yes, exactly.
We're a good pirate.
I hate your logic sometimes.
Like I haven't heard that before.
All right.
From
well,
various people.
Pirate.
So we got 500 silver. Maybe we shouldn't have insulted Bjorn. We're going to need his men.
Oh, there's got to be other people we can hire besides Bjorn's guys.
Why do we? Because we need that
support town.
Because there are 14 people, 14 to 20 pirates, along with about 4 to 5 Jinlocks.
There's a port city. We can find people that aren't Bjorn's men.
Yeah.
How close are they to the port? Presumably pretty close. If the thing. Well, then why don't we just shell them with boulders?
Because boulders are heavy.
Right.
And I don't think I can lift that much.
But I'm certain, given that this is a port town, that they will have some sort of defenses for their port.
Yeah, but have you ever tried to move a catapult?
But we don't need to move the catapult, because they are trying to... Are they not here, near the port?
No, they're further out. When there's a signal at the lighthouse where we killed the only guy who would be able to tell us the signal to lure them into a trap. Thanks, Duresh.
We were right there with you. I don't know what this wee stuff is. It's all Duresh's shoulders.
Yeah, I know.
You're welcome.
I was trying to chasten him and stop him from killing the next guy out of hand.
You're welcome.
God, he laughed.
I was trying to cast a spell on him, I seem to recall he told him.
Yeah.
He was a mage. He could have done it.
Look at this murderer's face. Look at the murderer.
Look at the head.
Makes a cute face.
Sand Blatt instead.
Well, that's at the other place.
Oh.
We don't have his head. We have the Jinlock.
You're not carrying it around? Why not?
Why would I...
You're carrying around the other two heads.
We were carrying those around for dramatic effect.
That bag has a head limit.
It's not, in fact, a bag of infinite heads.
That's the magic item we need.
Alright. Well, anyways, it's time to... We were at Which bar were we at? Merry Mermaid. I think, right?
Yes, that's where you guys are currently staying.
Which one of the bars were the one where the captains stay?
The Full Moon, which is near the docks.
Okay. I'll go down to the Full Moon, negotiate a contract, and then we'll all split the money in between us on how much it costs.
Sure, you don't want someone who can actually read to go?
No.
Oh.
Look, you bloodthirsty savage with your painted skin and your pointy ears. You'd be fine. It sold my reading capability. I'm going to go home and cry and write about it in my diary. But no, if y'all want to come along, y'all can tag along rather than sleep.
I'll stay at the Merry Maid with all those fine-looking ladies.
Jazz.
I'll go with you.
Thank you.
No problem. I got your back.
Appreciate it.
Is that all we were here for, then?
To get money. Yes.
I could have stayed at home. Or back at the inn reading the books.
You were the person who noticed the people, and you were the person who was also supposed to read the contract.
The tarred and feathered people are still laying in the middle of the courthouse. No one seems to be making me move to do anything with them. They're staring at each other, terrified.
Yeah, probably because they're going to die from the tar.
Not until someone lights them.
Well, it's boiling.
With flame.
Well, boiling tar is not a pleasant thing to get on you.
Yeah, and given that they're going to get infections and die.
The feathers are just an insult.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the feathers were just to make sure that you got the chicken feces in there, so, seal the deal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually fairly horrific crime against people. There's reasons why we don't tar and feather people anymore, because... Permanently scarred for life now.
All these laws are taking one out of life.
Yeah. You
should probably find out whether or not these people actually did what they were accused of.
You were the one who accused them. You.
Yes.
Got you there.
Didn't expect the town to suddenly rise up and tell them.
I...
No, I'm not the local law.
So as you guys are talking there, they actually do finish up the rest of the court proceedings for the rest of the day, which a few more contracts that are be putting out. There's a few caravans that are leaving and to the next town over, and they're looking for people as caravan guards. So those contracts are sworn out. And just, yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Real quick, shouldn't y'all be looking for your sheriff?
And they kind of look up. Oh, is deputy having problems running things? There's a couple of sly looks around the room.
No.
You doing pretty well?
Yeah, it just he's missing.
Has anyone brought that up in the docket? The guy shuffles through his paper. Let's see here. Giant ants, rats, plumbing problems. No, nothing about a sheriff missing. Well, it's not been presented to the council there, fella.
I just presented it.
Are you a citizen of Salt Marsh?
I pay taxes. In fact, I paid quite a lot of tax not that long ago.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine enough. Stop by the barrister's in the morning. Fill out, what is it, Form 8-5 through N-6, and we'll have it up for the next meeting.
God.
And with that, the moderator adjourns the meeting, and on their way out, the last guy stumbling over the tarred and feathered guy says, "Oh, yeah, maybe we should get the sheriff in here to do something with these guys. They're stinking up the place."
Wow.
This is like the worst town in the world.
I am starting to reevaluate my initial opinion on this town.
I would be scared to pass out drunk in this town.
Well, the people you've had so far are pretty nice. It just seems the people that are running the town are a little disconnected.
Even we fit in well here.
The locals have been nice.
Yeah, I mean, they seem to be nice people, but this seems to be an awful totalitarian nightmare of a town.
Eventually, a couple of foot soldiers do come in, and they proceed to drag the two guys off to the jail.
Hitting every stone in the way and dragging
them. Oh, yeah, they don't try to pick them up. They just grab them by the rope and just start dragging them through the streets.
Like, I think if we did a popular uprising here that we could get a lot of people.
I didn't learn magic to become a revolutionary.
You hear them talking to each other as they're walking out. That was like, what are we charging these guys for anyway? Let's put it down as a drunken disorderly until they send us the paperwork for it.
So I assume next time we go into the jail, their skeletons will... Okay, anyways, whatever. Let's go to the full moon. Whoever wants to come, y'all panty waist, go to the... back to the inn and read.
I'm coming along. Told you I would.
Yeah, I know. I was talking about the other panty waist.
Oh, fair enough. Hey, wait a second.
You're coming with us. Duresh is going back to the bar.
Okay. Yeah, to hang out with the women.
Or to murder somebody else.
Well, we'll have to see how the night goes.
There's nothing saying you can't do both.
Yep.
Well, other than, moral compunction, but still.
He laughs when you say morals. You know this? Yeah,
I have. I'm not saying it's not concerning.
Okay.
But you're heading to a different bar with a different class of ladies.
A lower class. I like this bar. All right. Yes, we go to the full moon. What's sure.
It's 19 on the map if you're on there. It's just over from the dock district. It's set off a bit from the warehouses and... where the auction house is. It's actually a very nice three-story house that's been kept up in very good condition. The paint looks fresh. The sign on the front of the door, which is basically just a round silver circle with a cloud halfway through it. And some people have pointed you to this place. First floor is pretty rowdy. The bar area is much larger than the Merry Mermaid. The tables and chairs look to be in better condition, and there's more people working. There's at least four lasses going through the crowd, taking orders, slinging drinks. Two barmaids behind the counter serving food and basically taking care of the place. And it's a mix of the regular shipmates aren't the ones that are frequenting this bar. You think it's probably a little too high class for them. You're seeing people that are probably captains, bosuns, you know, first mates, that sort of thing. So it's a little bit more upper class. Well, for sailors.
I like it. Okay.
It's yeah. Packed though. There's little standing room if nothing else. There's a small table near the fireplace that seems to be open with a single man there nursing a tankard of beer.
So what's the plan to find someone who can?
Do we have a boat?
No.
Assigned to us? No. No. We need the boat.
And Ben.
I guess we'll ask the employees here. I go up to the bar.
That's a good plan.
And whoever's first to talk to me.
Sure. It's a blonde lady with freckles spread across her the nose and her eyes. She's got a red bandana on and gold hoop earrings. She's a little on the short side, you know, a little bit over 5 foot, but cheery smile. Probably 17, maybe 18. And she barely comes up to the top of the bar itself when you kind of push your way through the crowd. But she's got a generous smile for you and asks, well, and she looks you up and down.
Smile back at her.
Don't get too many robed fellas in here.
I'm not wearing robes.
That's right. We have to reference Jazz Run's picture there.
Established.
Yeah. And she says, I'm Sarah.
I'm Jazzeron Firehawk. You can call me Jazz. This is my associate, then guest. You can call him then guest.
And she looks over the counter.
Look at further. There he is. Feel free to lean over if you need to. There you go. Anyway.
Pats you on the head. Oh, he's so cute.
Yes, he's adorable.
Yes, all my hair has recently gone missing.
Long story, but interesting. Remind me to tell you at some time.
You don't anyway, like sailors. What brings you to my bar?
Well, we're new in town. We're looking for, funny you should say, sailors. We find ourselves in need of hiring a ship and a sturdy crew for adventures of a perhaps violent nature. Do you know who we should ask?
She smiles and says, so you're not looking for transport, and you're not looking to ship anything off. Adventure, huh?
We're going pirate killing.
Oh, that kind of adventure. Well, she looks around.
We're privateers, you might say.
Pirate killing.
She looks around. She looks around the room and points to the far left where there's a very surly-looking crew of five men there, and I seem to be playing some tile game on the counter there. She says, Captain Morgenstern and his men there used to be pirates. Probably the roughest bunch of guys in the bar, but I wouldn't turn my backs to them. Old Lance over here.
We've already got trust issues with them.
She points to the guy that was sitting at the table by himself and nursing a beer. Lance there is a fisherman. He's got a small boat and a crew of about four or five people. It doesn't look like much, but Lance there has been in a couple of wars, and I hear his boys are veterans as well.
He's trying to break up on me, I don't know.
Yeah, that's me too.
Can you pause the call?
Hello?
Who's hosting it?
That'd be me. Actually, I think everybody went to normal.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, let me...
I miss dude's name, though.
Yeah.
Dude's name was Lance, and she says that Lance doesn't look like much now, but you know he's fought in some wars, and I hear his boys are veterans. He's also regular around here. He's a nice guy. I'd trust him over Morgenstern's crew. So it really depends on what you're looking for.
What do you think, Van Guest?
Trust. I look for trust.
I like that Lance guy, yeah, that Morgenstern. There's something about him.
Yeah. He reminds me of someone else that we adventure with.
I hear that. Go talk to Mr. Lance, I say.
Well, Sarah winks at you, Sarah. And she pours a tankard and pushes it over to you and says, take this to him. It's his favorite draught. Might give you an opening.
I drop a silver on the table and say, appreciate the information.
She drops it down the front of her shirt, and she looks over at Jazz and says, come back later if you want to find where that went.
You got it. No problem.
You'll probably find
score, Van Guest.
Yes. All right. I feel slightly
you
dirty.
You call me all like irrational and violent. Girls like it. It's that roguish bad boy thing.
Yeah, it's the
soft hands that don't look like you've worked a day in your life. That's what they really go for.
Shows I got people to do my work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, well, we go over to Captain Lance, plop the ale down in front of him, and say hello.
And looks up at both of you, grunts, accepts the beer.
We're looking for some men who don't mind getting their hands wet and boat to go along with them. We have a charter from this town to hunt down some pirates, and we happen to need some transportation in between point A and point B and some people to help out.
A nods for you and kind of eyes the seat across from him.
All right. I sit down.
Sit down as well.
Says, I'd be a fisherman. Me and my crew have been plying these waters for a while. I got a sturdy boat. Boat's probably better fitted than most around here to take a little damage, but my boys and I are retired. I got a boat. I can take you to where you need. What more are you asking?
Me and my allies will lead the assault, but we would also like someone to watch our back and also be willing to get a little bit of the hands there dirty.
Yeah, speak plainly there, friend. What are you asking? What is it you're going after? How big of a ship? How many men?
It's the ship's called the Sea Ghost. It's run by a captain named Sigrun Snake Eyes.
Starts packing it as you're talking there.
He pulls out a what?
A pipe. Starts.
Oh, okay.
Packing it while you're talking.
I'm glad he didn't walk away. And the crew seems to be anywhere from 10 to 14 men, with a couple of darkspawn to go along with it. What we're looking for is probably a night assault while there's less men out there. Try to get up there all sneaky and try to kill as many as we can without having to fight them off. Or secondarily, we could just see if we could set the whole freaking boat afire.
Till you said darkspawn, I'd call you a bunch of pirates. What do you know about darkspawn?
Well, we killed a couple of them, and my species has been waging a war of genocide against them for...
What do you know about darkspawn here, Salt Marsh?
And they've been winning the war. So I'm up here. Not much, to be honest with you.
Yeah, a band of smugglers that have been working in collusion with them.
Yeah, the Sigrun Snake Eyes, his ilk, I think they're called Frostbat Darkspawn up here. Dumber. The dumber guy. Yes, nods. Dumber but meaner.
Nods as some of my boys and myself had faced off against them years ago. So you say you got a contract from passes for the law in this town?
Well, yes. Well, the law seems pretty thorough in this town. I don't know. a little too thorough, but...
Yeah, he lights his pipe and says, well, what you're asking had no interest for me until you brought up the darkspawn there. I got five able-bodied guys that will be willing to back you up, as you say, and I could probably get a few more if the coin's right.
Oh, go ahead.
Now he says, what's our cut?
Well, I'm not really that interested in money. Let's say you get to keep the boat.
What kind of boat is it? Sea Ghost isn't a name I'm familiar with.
I don't rightly know what kind of boat it is. Do you remember, Jazz?
I don't recall if the gentleman said before we before his head got staved in.
Likely to have cannon?
No.
He nods.
I don't believe cannon setting.
No. Actually, the Quarians have cannon, but nobody else does. Really? Yeah.
They're all right. Way here's up. What I propose, then. What did the town council give you for that contract?
500 silver.
500 silver. Right. Mm-hmm. Usual plunder.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's outside of the town, so... When we go and kill them, you know.
I see two of you. How many more are you?
Well, that one's worth more than his weight would show that he is. He's a mage. And we got another mage with us. So, and then there's also a thief. Wait, well, he's a
not
thief.
So loud with that last one.
he's a scout.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He's also a scout. But kind of a thief. Well, not really so much a thief, more of a murderer. But...
So there's four of you then?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. And he leans back and puffs on his pipe and says, for the rent of my boat, to get you out there and to bring you back, I'm going to charge you 50 silver pieces. My boy's got to go into combat with you, and looks like we be providing the brunt of the bodies. There only being four of you. We want half what's retrieved.
Sounds fair to me, I guess.
I can get 10 guys. Only five of them are battle hardened, mind you. The other five,
well,
they're bodies.
Well, I'm interested in guys who won't sound the alarm too early, who will stick to their nerve. I know that's a lot easier in the water than it is in land, because there's nowhere really to run. But
makes you feel better. I'm a trained healer.
Yeah. Well,
both mundane and arcane.
Trained.
Fair enough. They're hardy lads.
Hatched you up.
The ones that aren't battle trained, I can speak for the courage, if nothing else.
Right. But I'm not. It's not their courage that I'm questioning. It's their wits. Because a lot of times people get, they might yell, try to get up their courage and alert somebody when we're trying to go in for the silent kill.
All right.
Well, it's just, if you can speak to their wits and that they'll keep their wits about us and not alert.
I'll handpick another five boys. I think we can do it. The vessel alone will be half the cost. Half the worth of that vessel alone would be enough to tide him over. And if there's anything else on there, well, that would be to the better.
All right, you can split up your part of the funds whatever way you want. So 250 silver. I'll pay a single gold up front so that you know I'm serious.
Taps it on the counter and says, well, there's another question though, son.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the boat?
What?
One you're looking for. The Sea Ghost. Where does she harbor? There ain't no vessel come through here by that name.
Yes?
We've got it taken care of.
We do?
Sure.
The captain nods and,
Wait. We do?
don't know. I was both confident in front of the little team captain.
Oh.
You're foobarring the whole thing.
No, yeah, he looks at your engagement and says, now those rates I was quoting there is for one night's worth of work, friends. If it's going to take more than that, we're going to need to renegotiate.
Did we get an approximate location from the evil guy who mysteriously died of a stabbing by Duresh?
All you know is the boat would have to have been close enough that they could see the lights from the mansion. That's really all you know.
I was hoping we could signal them to come in with the lights in the mansion, but then
we don't know
the guy who could explain it to us.
Yes, that's why we were.
I know. You don't have to explain it to me. I'm with you on this.
Oh, okay. Because I'm all confused here. Because you sound all confident there for a second. I was like, oh.
Trying to act confident in front of the guy we're hiring. You're like, what we do?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
the captain looks a little concerned now. It's like, is this the first time you boys have done this sort of thing?
With the boat? Yeah.
Find this sort of thing.
Kill people, no. But boat, no, yes.
No.
We're not that experienced with the boat. There's not much underwater, underground.
All right, well, money talks, no matter what the foolishness is, I suppose.
Okay.
Gold says, well, I'm going to need tonight to round up the boys. When do you want to do this?
Well, real quick. Now, I described the area where we believe the sea ghost to be in.
Which would be the water. You haven't exactly done much of the way of scouting.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get back to you where exactly we believe this place to be. Later.
I can be found here most nights. He just nods most days, for that matter. Fishing's been a little lackluster lately. Got enough put away to get me through the hard times, though. I'll round up those boys. They'll be ready to hours' notice once you let me know. But, just get me tonight to round them up. Talk to me tomorrow.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
There he nods and goes back to drinking his beer.
Well, I'll go outside and take Duresh Jazz with me.
Jazz, not Duresh.
Yeah. I want to take Jazz with me. Do you think it'd be worth it to scout out at night without these guys? And
I'm not sure how to scout out on the water. I'll be honest with you.
I reckon we hire another boat and then tool around in the water, because generally aren't boats like lit up at night? Or
not pirate boats, I'm assuming.
Oh, that's a good point. As soon as we see the pirate ship, they're probably going to either attack or run away.
That was my thought, yes.
Hmm.
Boats are traditionally mobile, so just because we find one now doesn't mean it's going to be there. When they come back, round up the crew, get the boat, and sail back out there.
Yeah. Well, this sucks. I wish we were smarter.
I know how I feel. We could just try and signal with the lance.
Yeah, but
as best as we can.
Yeah, but if we get that wrong, then they're gonna book it.
Yeah.
Let me see if I wrote down the.
If you guys are on the Salt Marsh County map, here is the handout. Let me increase its size for you.
Yeah, there it was. It was the dash with the X, and we don't even know what the... Okay, the dash has to be light. Well, no, it doesn't. Huh.
Or it could be shorter.
Like long, short, short, short. And then like short, long, and then do that again, and then long, long, long. But then I don't know, or I could have that backwards, too. I don't know which would be short, which would be long.
Yeah.
Nor would I know which each of those means.
Yeah. Cause
one of those might mean help, we've been killed by adventurers, run away. I don't know.
Oh. The jig is up, run!
Yeah, exactly. I figure one says that it's too hot, one is it's good to go, and then one is we're dead. I don't know. Didn't we have a journal? We had the evil guy's journal, right?
Yeah, he had a personal journal, but there really wasn't much in it. Spell book, there's a few spells in it, which is what Jazz and Osmond found out earlier, but nothing.
The closest we've got to it is a naval almanac, but that's not going to have their particular secrets.
No.
Just for the sake of completion, I'm going to look through the naval almanac and see if this matches up with, like, you know, commonly known smuggler codes. Watch out for these, you know.
No, but the almanac does give you rise time to the tide for the Saltmarsh region.
You know what? If we talk to the guy, he might know that he might have seen these flashes of light out there.
We didn't let anyone go, did they? Or they all came back and we killed them or something?
No, there were two. One guy we let go, and another guy who escaped. Because we weren't wanting to murder people who gave up. Remember?
Yeah.
People gave up.
It's yeah, I know. I know.
Okay. Oh,
so many of them, though. It starts to...
All right, well, let's go back to Captain Morganson.
No. Lance.
Well,
Morganson's the pirate, that's right.
Yeah, he's the pirate. He might know the pirate code.
I see where you're coming.
And we might... Ha-ha! I'm happy I'm as smart as I am.
You're thinking there, Van Guest.
All right. Let's go back to the bartender. You chatter up some more.
Oh,
you
get, no problem.
You get the favorite drink, and then we'll introduce ourselves. And say we're trying to start up a smuggling business.
Hello, Sarah. Sliding along the bar.
Hello, friends. I'm wanting to set up an organization that's going to undercut your profits.
Yes. Well, that would perhaps, given that the GM has now mocked my original suggestion, that perhaps is a bad idea.
Sarah is, she kind of wrinkles her nose and she pulls out a really foul-smelling liqueur into a cup and pushes it over to you and says, "This is the swill that he drinks."
Really? Wow. All right. Does he drink that out of choice or necessity?
Shakes her head and says, "Yeah, all I know is that occasionally when I got extra bottles of this stuff, I use it to strip the paint off the walls."
Okay.
That's disgusting.
I'll give that to you, then guess you're used to dealing with dangerous chemicals down in the deep down caverns and whatnot.
I should throw this in your face just to
say I'm admiring your guys' stout, you know, wherewithal and endurance.
Oh, now that you've prettied up, you're gussied up your language, I don't quite realize that you were originally insulting me. Congratulations. Deep, dark, dark.
It's all in delivery.
Dark enough. Tonight had it deep and dark.
Shut up. My.
Yeah, my point. Damn.
All right. I go over there to him and say, "Hello, Captain Morganson."
The table, which was having a lot of ruckus laughter coming from it, goes very silent as they stop moving their tiles around. Everybody's like right hand goes down to their hip and they all turn their heads to look at you.
I bought you a great drink. I was hoping to get some information for you in exchange for, you know, a drink and maybe a little bit more coin.
Play tiles? Sit down. You got money?
No and no.
Don't figure we got a lot to speak of, then.
I was thinking of a purely business arrangement.
Well, what game are they playing, anyway? I'm peeking over... Not hard, but I'm peeking over Van Geth's shoulder.
Whatever the equivalent to like Mahjong is in, in this world. Right. There are tiles with different characters on it that they're, you know, building.
What would the chances be of me actually having played this game?
Well, you can give me a cunning roll if you've got, let's see.
We only have the skills we start out there with.
Yeah. So you just give me a cunning roll. 12? You were enough of a kind of a frat boy type during your career in the tower that you've probably spent a few nights playing a game similar to this. You're watching.
Oh yeah, I play this. Are we playing a drunken stepfather, or are we playing Mr. Onion?
Ah, Pirate's Cove. It's a variant. Why don't you have a seat now? Okay.
Yeah, all right, sure.
You got some coin, son?
Have I got coin? Yes, I've got coin.
They quickly finish the hand that they're playing, and they reshuffle the tiles, and they deal you in.
Keep talking, then, guest.
Yeah, anyways...
I wave to Sarah to bring a round of whatever it is they're drinking.
She brings the bottle over and just uncorks it.
Thank you.
Well, anyways, we've been commissioned to root out the smugglers in this town. And we were wondering... And we happened upon a code, and we were wondering if experienced gentlemen such as yourself would happen to recognize this code and be willing to help us out for a small donation to your drinking.
Ah, code, huh? And they click down some tiles. Jazz, give me a cunning roll there. Ooh, you got a really nice hand. It looks like everybody's adding up a silver piece. How much money do you want to wager?
What I would like to do, my overall thing here, is to play like I know what I'm playing, but I still want the captain to win.
Ooh, okay. Well, considering you picked up 5 story points there, sure. So you're going to kind of make a good effort, but kind of throw the game to the... To the captain.
Yeah, I want to come in second to the captain is basically my goal.
All right. Fair enough. All right. So it looks like an intensive game. You make some,
I'll ante. I've got money to spare. So I'll, I'll make sure the captain gets a good pile of my cash in front of him.
All right. Yeah. You make some good moves and the guys get a little bit, less boisterous and kind of, hunker down and start, betting a little bit, more conservatively. So you're kind of getting feel of the table there as your friend continues on. So yeah, the captain looks a little surprised at Jazz's efforts there and throws down a few tiles, looks over and says, "Code, huh?"
Yep, it's a lantern. It's I don't know if you're familiar with the Sea Ghost.
Give me a perception seeing roll there.
Oh well, I knew that was probably bad.
Huh? Oh, nice.
Can I spend some points there?
It doesn't really matter. It's a really good
move there.
And he does pause for a minute and says, "Huh, see a ghost, huh? Let me see this code of yours."
I hand him the handout.
That's flash code.
Yeah, you wouldn't happen to know what each dash and X means.
Yeah, the dashes here, these are you use a shuttered lantern. You understand the types on, you cover up the lens, right? Short ones, let a little bit of light through. The X's here, and these are longer bursts. This first line here is, it's a call and response. The sender here does this code, you get this second line back, and then you respond with the third one. Now, what it means, I couldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you wouldn't happen to know that number one means come in, we have winches to spare, and cold beer?
It's not like we got a common use for these things, you understand. It's the code's common enough, but the meanings are different depending on use. Sea ghost, you say, and he lays down a few more tiles there, Jazz. You've successfully knocked a couple of his guys out of the game. It's down to you, the captain, and two of the other guys. You got a nice stack of money in front of you there. Captain's doing all right, too.
Yeah,
sea ghost. Uh-huh. And who would the captain of that sea ghost be? He throws down another couple of...
We didn't rightly get a name. I think is maybe SS would be his initials. Something like that.
Chuckles. Yeah. And what might you be your interest be in Sea Ghost and Old Sigurd?
Oh, well, see...
Business.
Yeah, we have business that we want to do with him. And
you selling, you buying, or you out for revenge?
Mostly the killing.
He nods his head.
I mean, it's not personal, it's business.
Of course, it's all about business. One more of his guys loses his hand to you there, Jazz.
Oh, Frick, sorry about that.
Yeah, so, you know, he pissed off the wrong people. And it's unfortunate, but he and his ilk have, their day is done. If you
got a small score against the captain of the Sea Ghost. Hope what I had to tell you there will get you to the right place. I really don't have more for you, though.
You wouldn't happen to know where he likes to haunt around these waters. There might be some money in for it.
He's got a sturdy boat. He's never come into harbor here. He's wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Likely he's going to stay out in Mungram Bay. Doubt he'll ever come within sight of shore. Likely if he's got an operation going on here, he's going to be sending people in on flatboat back and forth. There's no way he'll sail in.
Yeah. Yeah, he does that. Those people also met with an unfortunate accident that was very unfortunate.
Methley Beacon out there at the edge of the cliffs. Likely his boat's going to have to stay within line of sight of that that light tower to be able to keep from ramming up on the shoals here, and also to avoid any patrols that are going on. Likely he won't be too far out on the bay across from the beacon. He'll be running dark. It's going to be hard to spot him in the waters.
Told you.
And Jazz, it's between you and the captain now. Give me a cunning test there.
Oh.
All right. Well, yeah, and you generated points with that, too, and still beat him. So you're able to throw the game to the captain. You still end up winning 10 silver out of it, though.
Ah, you got me, captain, but no shame in losing to a better player, huh?
He chuckles and looks over. He now more focuses on you than guests.
Mm-hmm.
And says, "Those boys have seen battle, but they're a cowardly lot at the heart. You break their command, you take out the captain, they're likely to fall. None of them have a price on their head. They don't have a lot to lose, if you take my meaning. They're more likely to surrender if you take out their command."
Hmm. All right, well, that'll be useful. We appreciate that. And
he makes a fast move down to his hip, pulls out a dagger, slams it on the tabletop, says, "You get the shot to finish off the captain. You do it with this here knife."
All right. Tell him
Morgan Stern sent you.
All right. Well, that works out well. Morgenstern. Now, he'll be... Now, what would his reaction be if we sent the wrong code?
Likely they'd sail off, come back another night or two, and try again.
Hmm. Would he sail south, south or north?
North.
He'd sail north. All right, well, I appreciate that. Let's, I take 5 of the silver that Jazz won and throw it the captain's way. We appreciate the time you shared with us, Captain.
Happy killing. Guys, go back to playing.
It usually is.
I'm surprised you're not saying that we should go with this captain. He seems more your sort.
I'm starting to like him. I'm not saying I don't.
Alright, well, let's gather the party together.
Alright.
Me, okay, we go to the room that we're sharing right now and get Darash and bring him in there as well.
Darash has got a...
Is drunk.
Has got a as good a looking a girl as he can find in this tavern around each arm as they are taken by his elfish charm.
I got a date with Sarah later, that's all right.
They've got most of their teeth, Darash. Most of their teeth.
Yeah, I've been like knocking around a few of the guys too.
I'm sorry, what?
What? Let's
fighting.
Fighting. Okay. That's what you call it these days, huh? Anyways.
There's anything wrong with that. It just
No, there is something wrong with it.
Odd shit I didn't expect in the character.
Yeah, guys. Well, once we're back up in the room, Coke Bottle Lenses boy. I forget your name. Oswin. Yeah, that's it.
Huh? What?
Wow. You've only known him for 20 years of your life, you know. And
the man who fought and killed by your side.
It's tough to remember.
Saved each other's lives on numerous occasions. You don't know his name.
Nope.
I don't know whether to be appalled or ashamed, I guess.
Your approval would fill me with shame, sir.
Ouch.
Approve him. Quickly. Approve him.
Now, here's something that we could do, is we could signal at the beacon, do signal number 1 at the beacon, and then... have the boat out there, and as soon as we get the flashes back, we have their location at least. Mm-hmm. And then we sail for them.
Yeah.
I'm not certain we can guarantee that they that they haven't already left is what I was going to say, but that doesn't make any difference. If they've already left, then they're not going to get the signals. They might already know that it's a trap. Just because we got the 2 people tarred and feathered doesn't mean that all of them are there.
I suppose it occurs to me we could have asked the tarred and feathered guys.
They might not even be in on it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
They might just be some guy who had to go to the bathroom at the wrong time. And
that's a very good point. Let's go ask them how they get in touch with the evil people.
Again, if they're not dead.
Yeah, well, they're probably dead.
I'd be mostly dead.
So you're heading off to the jails, basically?
Yeah.
All right, well...
No sleep for us.
There's a couple of militiamen basically just guarding the jailhouse. Stop you to come in. It's like, all right, you here to get friends or family out of the drunk tank?
Do we look like the type that would have drunkards in our family?
Hey,
or associate with such?
It's nothing to be ashamed of, right? Five coppers, yeah. We can let them go as long as you promise you take them off the streets.
Okay, look. We're here for the Tar and Feather people. We want to talk to them, and we have a contract, and so please don't interfere.
Oh, talking's free. Go on back.
Right. How much does it cost to beat on them?
He looks around. Silver, please, and I'll give you 10 minutes in the cell.
Okay.
Wow. Some things never change, no matter where you go.
Yep. I was just wondering. We might do happen upon that later. Anyways.
Aren't we? Oh, good.
Drunk tanks are pretty full tonight, actually, but your guys are standing out in the fact that they're covered in chicken feathers and
hey,
still haven't gotten the tar off them. They're looking pretty miserable. Well,
they put them in the drunk tank.
Yes, they're in the drunk tank. Somewhere.
I go and knock on the door of whoever's in charge, get them, and say, can you move them to a different cell, given that they are kind of high-profile witnesses or something, and a good way to get at them would be to pretend to be drunk and then just knife them in the drunk tank.
Yeah, you got a point there. Got any proper paperwork filed on them, so I'm not exactly sure what they're being held for. Drunk and disorderly seem to be the best bet. Yeah, it won't hurt anything. We got a free cell.
They
hustle the guys out.
A number of times people have been drunk and have got themselves tarred and feathered just because it would be fun, and then regretted all the blisters in the morning. Yes, I'm certain that's what happened.
Okay, so anyways.
Yeah, they move them up to a cell of their own.
After Oswin is done being nasty at the guardman for no reason.
Yeah, the guard was taking it very nonchalant. He's like, got no real paperwork on him, you know.
All right, well, people, if you tell me how to get in touch with the people you're trying to get in touch with, I'll get you out of this cell after we're done tomorrow.
What are you talking about, fella? According to the courthouse, you guys wiped out our boss. You use the ones that took out the manor, right?
A little bit.
And well, we're part of that crew.
Oh. Okay, we have this little chart here. Which one means come in?
He looks over his friends. Daryl, you know what these mean? Daryl's still very morose and trying to pick chicken feathers off his skin. Shakes his head and says, "No, weren't any of our business."
Oh, okay. So, were you going to get in touch with the person? Were you trying to get in touch with Siegfried Snake Eyes?
Oh, yeah. We got a whole cavern full of goodies that need to be delivered.
Oh, okay.
Sam Blay was supposed to get it all out last night.
How were you going to contact him?
Signal him.
How would you signal him?
Sam Blay, where one of his guys goes up to the top of the manor house and takes a bullseye lantern with him, flashes a few pretty lights, and they flash back to us, and we send out a raft.
Wait, no.
Put it up with goodies.
He's not talking about...
I'm not.
They don't have a cavern full of goodies. The cavern full of goodies is the stuff that we got from them. These people are still...
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Telling you that they're not saying they would have gone off and contacted the captain.
Yes. Well, no, I was
saying that
they are not part of it. No. Wait, no? What? Hey, you.
They were part of the group on the shore.
Yes.
They're not part of the other group. They know nothing about how to contact them.
Well, they... Wait.
They weren't going to go off and tell the pirate ship. They were just trying to leave before they got nabbed.
I thought they were going to go... Hey, guy.
These guys were going to have someone else signal them. These guys don't seem to know the codes.
Right. I agree with that, but I thought they were going to signal him another way. Is there another way? Do you know of another way? Talk.
Daryl and I were just going to hot-foot it out of Salt Marsh. We heard you taking over the crew. We thought it best to get out of here. That's the first we'd heard of it.
I regret talking with you. You're wasting my sleep.
Hey, come on. Now, we told you some good information. You said we'd get us, you'd get us out of here.
Yes, no, you if you could help
no
us.
No good information. You told us stuff we already knew.
Yes. You have to tell me new information.
Well, Sigurd wouldn't have left, not with a whole cavern full of booty left. It was supposed to go out last night. Usually he'll come back a couple nights in a row.
Right, but we've no way of signaling him like that. So we can't lure him in any way. Anything we do is going to alert him to the fact that his guys on the shore are dead. So...
What do you mean? We just heard about it tonight. We didn't know.
No, I know that, and I'm saying that anything... Look, it doesn't matter. You don't need to understand this conversation. Only the people that have to be working with need to understand the conversation, and hopefully they do.
Sure. All right, time to go away. Y'all have a nice life in here in the
cell. At least give us a wash, Ben, some towels, some soap, maybe.
Yeah, we'll arrange for that just to be humanly.
I wish I had a cup of the swill the captain is drinking with me.
Daryl's looking sick. He says he's itching. All
right, well, I pay the guards to bring a couple.
I'd be scraping that tar off any way I can before you start the scum suffocate.
Yeah, I give them a couple. Stop taunting them. They're just
dig them nails in.
Henchmen.
Daryl breaks down, starts crying.
I
got and hurt his feelings now.
Yeah, I pay the guards a couple copper to bring them in some stuff to clean off with and a change of clothes and all the rest of that.
The guard looks a little. Well, concern is like usually they pay me to let you in there and beat on them a little bit. You want me to give them some cleaning stuff, huh? All right.
I want you to treat them humanely.
He mouths the word humanely for a moment. Right. Right. We'll get them cleaned up.
No, don't beat. Don't beat the tar off of them. Just give them a couple.
Hence the classic term, beat the tar out of them.
No, I get it now. You want them clean, so when you come in and rough them up later, you don't get tar on yourself. Like, no, we understand.
That's right. Get them cleaned up. Wink.
No, there's no wink. Stop winking. Just clean them up, please.
It's extreme prejudice.
No.
That pumice rock, you got it.
Yes, if they are hurt when I come in later on and hurt them, it will be harder for me to hurt them. So please don't do that. Okay? You understand?
Yeah. They bring in like a bucket of sand and some water. So. All right.
There you go.
All right, that's
you know good. It's good for getting off. You know it's good for getting off tar, officer. Rock salt.
Stop! Stop!
Round glass.
Stop being evil.
Or kerosene.
All right. Well. Oh. Oh, and y'all all owe me 25 silver.
What?
I paid the guy a gold to. I paid Captain Lance a gold so that he would know we were serious.
Oh.
Who?
That's right.
Who? Who did you pay?
The person that we're going to, you know, ride the boat on to kill the guys.
I'll pony up.
So this is part of the...
Yes, this is part of our... Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so everybody pony up 25 silver. And now we owe him a gold and 50 silver.
Who do we have? What? What?
I blah him the terms of our business arrangement.
Okay.
We need some money to row us out there so we can kill people.
Right. Ah, the rowing, yeah.
Planning before killing people.
Well, I'm sorry. It just happens as part of your day.
Dwarf gets a little money in his pockets. He just goes wild with the spending. You know how it is.
Yeah.
Oh, and you and Darash and Jazz, you both owe me 15 silver for the shield.
We can drop the damn shield. We can drop the damn shield.
But, oh, no, no. He's penny pitching dwarf.
So I just paid 15 silver so that you guys get shot less?
I thought it was a Yule gift. I don't know. All right, here's your 15 silver.
Well, you paid 15 silver so you wouldn't have to jump in front of them taking the shots more often.
No. That's not how this works.
Remember, next time you need healing, I'll be like, oh, that's going to be 15 silver.
No. Yeah. Healing is free for you. Look. I didn't charge you for all the gin lock blows that bounced off my head.
Alright. Fine.
We didn't charge you
for I'll heal you if you're free, and you can blow all the gin locks you want.
Alright. I'm going to bed. I'm going to sleep. And I'll talk to y'all later.
I'll catch you in the morning. I'm going to go meet up with Sarah.
You might want to sleep before the combat.
Yeah. Whatever. I need to be limber.
And I go back down to the bar. Because those two already, like, out.
I go back to reading the books to see what other exciting things we've got there.
Are you reading anything in particular?
Well, I'll look over the Naval Almanac again, seeing as we seem to be going onto the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be nice if somebody says, oh, there's a pirate to your port, if I knew where I should be looking to.
There you go.
Wait, which is port? Tell me, look it up really quick. Left or right?
Port is left. Starboard is right.
So I'm clear on this, did you guys have blotted everything that went on at the bar or not? Did you share all that information?
Yeah.
Okay. In which case, Oswin, make me a cunning roll since you've got this nice book that tells you about the low and high tides and where all the the reefs are around the area.
Ooh, maybe we could run them aground or something. There we go. That's better than my
phone. Very nice. Actually, by looking at the charts, and since it even conveniently tells you like high tide, low tide, during time of year, etc., the boat's got to be somewhere right out here to still be able to see the manor house and not run aground of any of the jagged rocks that are around the coast. So you got to actually, you kind of limited the area that it could possibly be by looking through the book.
Right, but it doesn't stop it from going out to sea.
Correct.
Yes.
But that would just
when you said around here, you didn't point on the map.
Anyway. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, all right, because I wasn't on that map.
Ah.
Now I see. Uh-huh.
Right in here.
Ooh. Well then. I'll then proceed to get some sleep and then blah people in the morning.
Would that just be during the night? Or would that also be... That wouldn't be a good place during the day.
Not at all. That would be during the night. Yeah. Okay. During the day, they would have to go further out.
All right. Well, today, I'll go down to the auction house and while y'all recover from your nights of drinking and
I'm going to see if I can find that silver piece that we gave Sarah.
And Jazrin, just a simple constitution roll there.
Oh, my.
This is a big roll.
That's either very good or very bad.
I Ah, yeah. Well, not bad. Not bad. You're going to stumble back and get some sleep sometime before sunup. After enjoying a night.
Yeah.
I like this town. I do.
Who knows when I got back?
Okay. Y'all might want to regain your mana.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
And I look what's for where. With all those guys beating me up.
Oh, that's right. Duresh was out carousing as well. Duresh, go ahead and give me a constitution roll for you as well.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. Duresh, were you wounded going into this game tonight? Were you wounded at all?
No.
Okay, good for you, because you don't actually get 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah, I get like 2 hours.
Yeah, you don't get much, and it hurts a lot in the morning. Yeah, you're playing a little too rough.
Yeah, and the women make it feel better.
I feel great.
All right. And while they're sleeping and wishing that they were dead or whatever, I go down to the auction house and get my money.
Yep. He hands over 340
silver. 340
silver,
and that's minus his percentage.
That's minus his cut. That's actually what he hands you over.
Oh, man. Isn't it such a horror? He took a 10% cut.
5%.
I know.
Yeah.
He took a 10% cut. Oh, the horror.
Yes.
All right, so divide by 4. That leaves us with 8.5 silver apiece.
There was some the barrels of grog and oil had some seriously high bidding going on. That it's been a while since there have been casks of brandy and rum through here. Now your armaments only had a couple of bidders, but they went for a decent price.
Well, that's good to know. Appreciate it. Okay, now everybody can add 85 silver. Plus 2. Actually, everybody can add 3 gold and 35 silver.
Is that including the sale? What else is that including the sale of?
Of all the gold. Gold
that's
rose.
Including the gold.
Rose, apple, and skull.
Right. Didn't want those sold until we knew that he didn't need them to live. So,
who needed them to live? What? Why would we be concerned about that?
Oh my god, I'm checking my back pocket.
Yeah, it does migrate back to closer to you by the morning.
Does it got the smiley face on it?
It still does, yes.
Ah! All right. All right, it's good knee rock.
Magic is weird. Maybe y'all should. Maybe you should have stopped and figured that out during the night rather than.
I made my own kind of magic.
That's not magic.
Let me tell you something about. Let me tell you about something called Tantra.
Let me not. I don't want to.
No, here. Let me. No.
No.
Let me draw you a picture. No. Here. Let me stand here. This is called the cresting water buffalo, and.
All right. Well, okay. Well, can we sell that stuff now?
No, not until we know whether it is useful.
I already added that into my total. I'm gonna subtract it out. All right. Well, then everybody can. I'll keep the money, and then once we sell everything, I'll tell everybody what our new total is.
I ain't got a whole lot to spend money on. That's the thing about being a wizard. It's like,
yep.
I don't got armor or anything to buy.
Well, I mean, I can't wear the plate armor for another level, so.
You can buy ink.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to do in the morning was to go down to wherever it was that they were dealing with our magical things and see if they know what the rings are for, since we seem to be gearing up for a fight, and both of the rings, some sort of defense creation school type thing. wouldn't mind having them if they were going to be helpful.
Yes, they do, in fact. They offer speedy service for their 10% fee. They have, in fact, found out that what most of your gear does, both of the rings have similar enchantments. They offer a bit of protection to the wearer. Game-wise, it gives you a plus one to your... what's it called? Sorry.
Defense
rating, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Is it cumulative?
Yes, it stacks.
just painting rings, gold ring, silver, and saying, oh, no, they'd lost yours.
Yeah, they both had very similar enchantments, laid by different enchanters, by the way, but very similar enchantments on both. The plate mail, the plate armor that was brought in, they've discerned two enchantments that are on it, but there is a third that they haven't quite worked out yet. One is that the armor is significantly lighter than it should be for what the protection is, and secondly, it is stronger than it should be.
Well, can you keep working at the third one? Because I think it was man-sized armor, so none of us...
Yes, it is man-sized armor, yep.
Well, you keep working away at your magical divination type things, and
What about the black stone?
What black stone?
Oh, the...
There was a black stone that we gave him.
Oh, some entropy thing, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. There was an entropy stone, a creation ring, a black stone that we knew nothing about. That was back in the first adventure. We got that.
The black stone is actually, it doesn't have any native magic to it, but will enhance. Like if someone were going to build, say, a ring and use this as a centerpiece, it would enhance any type of entropy magic that was created from it. But in and of itself, it's a pretty stone in the hands of an artificer.
Oh, was that the Might Kill a Mage stone?
Yes, that was the Might Kill a Mage stone. After we threw it to you.
I'm glad I remembered about that. And that these people didn't just pick it up and go, what's this?
And then there was an emerald.
That was just an emerald.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Just an emerald.
Okay. So we have... Now, what did the creation ring do?
They're both
defense. Those are the protection rings.
Oh, they're just protection rings? No, mm-hmm. Oh, that's okay.
Creation is the defense school, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just... I'd hope for... I don't know.
Something special.
Yeah. Yes. But, no, I'll take a plus one. Appreciate the ring, though, there, bub.
Nobody's giving it to you.
What? You wouldn't give it to your frontline fighter?
You got armor to put yourself in. We're wearing cloth.
Yeah, leather.
Besides which, yours will be underneath your heavy mail gloves that might not fit on the thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it would. Come on.
Well, you still don't know. No. Blah, blah, blah.
You get this cool fireproof armor when you get strong enough to wear it.
No, it's man-shaped. Can't wear man-shaped.
You can modify it.
Since you are still speaking in front of the guys that were looking over your stuff, one says, maybe that was the third property. He said it had some effect against fire, huh? Hadn't thought of that. He turns back to the mail, starts striking with a little hammer and listening to its resonant effect. Calls back, George, we got to burn it. Burn it? Yeah, burn it. They seem to be doing experimentation.
It seems
on
to be encasing worms. It might have a property to do with worms as well. I can't remember. Well, I'll leave you to that and I'll go back to find the rest of the party then.
Nobody's doing enough for me. And the
road. Well, are you going to tell us anything about magic or not?
think that's all that you had.
We were discussing it with Jezreel, because he obviously understands and appreciates the subtleties of the magic.
Yeah.
The way we into it.
So this is basically some kind of artificial component.
The lab, by the way, is set up like they've got a crossbow like mounted on this pedestal and like a rope going off the trigger, and they've got like a target where the plate mail had been set up.
Right.
They've got like all this
like Hughes lab.
Yeah, exactly. It's like this whole test lab.
Oh, I'll blow the stuff that I learned last night as well while reading the books.
Uh-huh.
The where it should be situated.
All right. Well, okay. We know where to attack. So, you're gonna keep that ring for yourself, there, man.
Yeah.
Not you. Your ring is bonded with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
What? Quiet.
I mean, yes. Are you talking to me?
Yes, you.
I haven't told you anything about the ring.
Oh. What? I thought, you didn't say blah?
I said blah about the stuff that I learned last night, where it is, but I haven't said anything else.
Mm-hmm. All right.
These are the rings that only work for wizards.
Yes. More silver will have to be going into my pockets now.
I'm all actually all silver? That.
Not from me.
Anyways. All right, well, I don't really have anything to do till night. So, boom.
Yes.
Nighttime.
Go ahead.
I guess we tell the captain what we know as well. About where we suspect it is, and see if he can pin it down better, or say, "Oh, that'd be a stupid idea. You'd be reading the book wrong."
We'll talk to him at night.
Well, no, let's talk to him now so that he has an idea of where he should be heading tonight, rather than waiting until he gets on the water and then going, "Well, it's all dark at night."
let the guy get some prep time.
Well, good enough. Okay. The guy has rounded up a crew for you. He's got 10 men. He's got his vessel decked out with a little bit more metal on the siding, just in case you're fired upon. His ship does actually have a covered quarter in the middle where you can take cover if you needed to. And he is experienced enough with the waters in the area that he could run dark as well if need be.
Huh.
Yeah.
This guy has guy's seen some things.
Well, you know, back in the war, we don't talk about that too much.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Can we go ahead and take like a 5-minute bio break and then start a new recording as well?
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Back momentarily.